welcome to episode 9 of How to Get Away with Law, an unofficial podcast for the hit ABC show, How to Get Away with Murder. We're going to start out with ABC.com's recap of episode 109, the winter finale, Kill Me, Kill Me, Kill Me. Annalise is about to call 911 until the phone is ripped from her hands. Sam isn't going anywhere. A shouting match ensues. Annalise admits that she's been with another man. She lays out the dirty details of her affair. Sam loses it. He clutches his wife's neck. Annalise taunts him to the point where he's close to choking her. Sam gathers himself together. Instead of killing his wife, he belittles her with a cold, crass breakdown of their relationship. Annalise lets her hubby know that at least he's finally being honest just before speeding off. Rebecca watches her leave from outside the house. Michaela shows up at Annalise's place to turn in the trophy. Rebecca orders her to call Wes as she locks herself in the bedroom. She plops a flash drive into Sam's laptop. Michaela freaks from downstairs as Sam breaks down the door. Wes, Connor, and Laurel arrive. Rebecca exits the bedroom's bathroom once she downloads what she needs from the laptop. Sam tackles her. Everyone gets involved in a mad scramble for the flash drive. A chase into the hallway has Sam pursuing a flash drive holding Laurel. Michaela pushes him away to protect her. Sam goes flying over the second railing. Splat. A lifeless Sam ends up on the first floor below. As Wes declares that Sam is dead because of everyone's actions, a thud and muffled sounds are heard. Sam is alive and choking the life out of Rebecca. Panic ensues. Thwack! Sam is clubbed from behind with a heavy object. Blood spatters over a still gasping Rebecca. This time, Sam drops dead for good. The murder weapon that kills him is the coveted trophy that his wife's students have been longing to possess. The one who holds it now is a formerly waitlisted puppy named Wes Givens. Connor vomits in the kitchen sink as Wes calmly cleans up Rebecca in a bathroom. Everyone keeps quiet when they hear Asher pounding on the front door. There's relief when he leaves. Asher heads off to the bonfire. At a hotel room, Wes tries to dissuade Rebecca from taking the fall for him. He heads back to Annalise's place to grab the trophy. He apologizes to a dead Sam. A short time later, Wes meets up with the others in the woods to figure out their next move. He dupes the others into going back for the body by lying about the outcome of a coin flip. Feeling the effects of a difficult time, Annalise turns to Nate, who wants her to stay with him, to be with him. A drunk Bonnie turns to a guy she meets at a bar before ultimately turning to a romantically inept Asher. She makes it work, though. In other news, Frank calls Laurel during a time when she's busy burying a body in the woods with her classmates, as one of whom, Michaela, loses her engagement ring. This leads to disposing the body in a dumpster as opposed to by fire. Finally, Annalise makes a call upon returning home after her interlude with Nate. It's a voicemail message to Sam asking for his forgiveness. She wants him to come home. Wes smashes Rebecca's flash drive to get rid of the evidence that they were at Annalise's place. Elsewhere, Oliver calms an unraveling Connor. He wants him to tell him everything. That doesn't happen. Connor instead claims to have a drug problem. Laurel brings the trophy to Frank's place. She cons him into returning it without anyone knowing. As for Asher and Bonnie, their time together ends abruptly when a worried Annalise calls, fearing that something terrible has happened. As for Michaela, she apologizes to her future mother-in-law by handing over a signed prenup. Everyone is summoned to Annalise's place. Frank claims that he found the trophy on the front porch. It's up for grabs now. Bonnie declares that something has happened. There's a knock on the front door. Annalise knows it's the police. She believes Sam may have fled. She needs everyone's help in being as honest with the cops as possible when they start asking questions about her missing husband. Wes assures Annalise that they will all do as she asks. We jump back to see why. When Wes went back for the trophy, he said he was sorry for what he'd done. A voice said, "Don't be." It came from Annalise. She knows Sam is dead. Now she's invested in Wes. Do the two of them secretly initiate a plan on how to get away with murder? Alright guys, with the winter finale, which was quite an episode. It starts out with a crazy violent fight between Annalise and Sam, and it was just ugly. I mean, the stuff she was, he was saying to her, and oh my gosh, I mean, it's just, wow, it's just a pretty intense fight, and I would assume couples have pretty intense fights, especially people who have been married for a long time, but this one was just straight up wrong. It appears that Wes thinks Sam killed Lila, and not sure how he knows yet, but he's a smart guy, and I'm figuring he's putting the pieces together. And back to the fight, Annalise admits to her affair with Nate, and she does it graphically, talking about how he lets her take, like, her everywhere, and just, oh, yeah, you know. It's kind of disturbing for non-heterosexual people like me. I really, ugh, graphic, gross. Sam says he only saw Annalise as a piece of ass, and she's a disgusting slut. And Annalise thinks he's telling the truth, and I don't want to think he's telling the truth. I want to think that he really does love Annalise, and even though he has these affairs, he has some feeling for her other than just banging her. Maybe he was just mad because... And it's really strange that somebody who cheats on their partner and then finds out that their partner is cheating on them and they get all upset about it. I feel like even though in the heat of the moment you would be upset that they can't really say much, they've done the same thing. But it'll be much worse if Sam really is the killer of Lila Stangard, I'm just saying. Michaela is the first to show up at the Keating household by herself, and she is talking to Sam when Rebecca walks in. Really, Frank? Lock up the office. How many times does this fool forget this? How long has he been with Annalise Keating? Doesn't he know these things by now? How many times does she have to tell him? Sometimes I wonder how many times she did tell him, because we've seen in an episode where she did, and I guess that was to set the precedence that he doesn't lock up very often so that we can have all these people wandering in and not question, like, how are these kids getting in? Now you know from episodes ago that Frank forgets to lock up, so this is no surprise. And this also answers how all the students got into the house, and we'll get more into that as this review goes on. Michaela calls Wes after Rebecca demands it and locks herself in the room to get a flash drive into Sam's laptop. I can see how this would be upsetting for Sam, especially if even if he didn't kill Lila, you'd think, you don't want people in your business, and especially Rebecca, who creepily and unsuccessfully tried to get into the house before to get some sort of DNA sample from Sam. Then the four students show up, minus Asher, of course, who's been innocent in this whole thing. And there we go. Now we know how all the students got into the house, including Rebecca. It's because Rebecca basically tells Michaela to call the group, and that's how they get in the house. So Sam started the fight that ends up in his death. I thought that Laurel had killed him, or Michaela had killed him. But apparently he was just broken when he went over the banister. I don't know, because that was a serious crack. Like, maybe he had a broken neck, but maybe you can get up if you have a broken neck. I have no idea. I've never broken my neck, nor do I want to, but I just found it weird that we heard that insane crack, and it could have been his neck, or it could have been something else, but he's, that was strange. But when he gets up, Wes kills him, which means Rebecca was not... the murderer, nor was she raped by Sam. She was just choked by him. He was about to kill her. They were going to make Asher step in Sam's blood and make him part of the murder so that his judge father could help them. Maybe the blight it would put on the Millstone name would have worked out for the students, even if Judge Millstone kicked his son out. I mean, he wouldn't want this on him. I mean, he's this glorious judge who stepped on the back of David Allen to, frame him for the murder. So, of course, this would be big, but thankfully, I think it's Wes who actually just kind of explains some sense into them, and they decide not to make Asher part of this, thank goodness. Now, Nate is such a sucker for Annalise. Maybe she should marry him. I'm sure he wouldn't cheat. Well, only on his wife, who is now back in the hospital, which makes it doubly worse. But, I mean, I feel like they might be made for each other. And maybe after Sam's death dies down and all that. Death dies down. Awkward. Anyway, after that all dies down, maybe they should get together. Maybe even if, like, before his wife passed away, maybe passed away, I don't know. I feel like they're made for each other. I love when Bonnie says, I'm a grown-ass woman to Asher when she shows up to, you know, get a little something. And it was also funny that Asher was having trouble with his pants and he was just incredibly awkward. But I feel like Frank would say to hypocritical Bonnie that you slept with one of the students, so now you've been all over me and now you've done it. But seriously, it's Asher. He's adorable. You know, this whole murder that happens and the kerfuffle and all of that crazy stuff that happens in the house, the sadness of the whole thing really, like, hit me while they were trying to burn the body. And this, getting into the situation sucks. And just seeing, I mean, they didn't mean to kill Sam, or Wes seemed to want to kill him. I mean, he hit him in the head, but he was just trying to get him off Rebecca. But it's just so sad these students have gotten here. They started out so fresh-faced and hopeful in one of the best law professors' classes, and this is where they end up. And it just, it sucks, man. Everyone seems to have an alibi by the end of this murder. Connor's at Oliver's with Connor's supposed drug problem. Okay. I guess it's a good excuse. I mean, he did look kind of like an addict when he was all pale and pasty and awkward looking. And he didn't look so cute when he was in Oliver's apartment. And Wes and Rebecca are at the hotel, so I'm not sure. That one might be more tricky because, you know, why would they be at a hotel even if Wes and Rebecca, you know, are a couple and he admits, and, you know, I mean, well, I'm not quite sure what to do with that one because I guess he's technically admitted to the group that he's with Rebecca, but I'm not sure what the law is going to do with that. They're in a hotel together. And I don't know how that's going to pan out, but that doesn't look like a very good alibi. And Laura was at Frank's place trying to give back the trophy and concocts this whole thing about how she got a hold of it and gets Frank to put it back, basically as a way to apologize for his girlfriend catching them in the act. And Michaela meets with Aiden's mom to give her the signed prenup, so I guess that's a good alibi. By the light outside, I'm not sure if it, I mean, it had to be the day after, so maybe that isn't a good alibi. Now, Asher has the best alibi along with Bonnie because they're telling the truth, right? I mean, they were banging. The look between Wes and Annalise speaks volumes, and I'm talking about at the end of the episode when she says that she needs all the students to tell the truth, and Wes tells her whatever she needs. I also like that she lets a student see her vulnerable without the makeup and her wig. It makes her look vulnerable. She doesn't look as strong, which is the perfect image she wants the students to see if she is to try to remain, you know, I don't know, innocent of this whole thing. But that leads to, like, the real reveal that Annalise was there when Wes went back for the murder weapon. And he says that he's sorry, and she says, don't be. That's a shocking way to end this episode, and it was a great episode. I mean, this leads us into, like, we're finally put the pieces together for the murder, and maybe we'll get to the point of how the heck they're going to get away with murder, which we've been waiting for since this show is called How to Get Away with Murder. All right, that is all for this episode. Please go ahead and email in, tweet, comment on Facebook, You can email in, whether you type it up or send in an audio file. That's cool. Just any way to get in contact and have more discussion as opposed to me just talking at you guys. And you can email in at howtogetawaywithlaw@gmail.com, tweet at getawaywithlaw, and you can just search out How to Get Away with Law on Facebook, and you can like the page from there. And until next time, this is your host, Kim.